Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians are still generally sicker and die earlier than the rest of the population. They're also underrepresented as practitioners in the health and medical research sector. Now a new program is being launched to help develop a new generation of Indigenous leaders in the science and technology fields, as Caroline Winter explains.
It's the dream of many an Aussie kid.
To be honest, I wanted to be an AFL footballer.
But Doug Clinch Jr.'s path has taken a very different turn.
I guess just being able to contribute to sort of closing the gaps in that education, in the health and all those different areas that we know are an issue for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, that's been my passion.
The Narrangeri Yamaji man knew his strong connection to country and keenness to work with the community would play a part in his future, but he never thought it would lead here.
The South Australian Aboriginal Chronic Disease Consortium has been established to reduce the impact of chronic disease experienced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people living in
South Australia. In a video spruiking the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute, or SAMRI, the 35-year-old project officer showcases the group's research on chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease and stroke.
We do see some of those stats are getting better, still a long way to go. But that sense you get from living in the community and being around people that are affected by these health issues, you do feel like you are making a difference.
Now SAMRI wants to encourage other young, passionate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to be the next generation of health and medical research leaders. Carla Canuto is the capacity development leader at SAMRI's Aboriginal Health Arm.
In the health research and in health services, that we aren't getting the numbers that we should be for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So we still do have a gap in our workforce, so that's what we're trying to encourage here.
The new program, open to Indigenous South Australians, will offer a postgraduate position, but will also take a select number of high school students and undergraduates. And there'll be opportunities to do internships interstate. Carla Canuto again.
I think it's really important that we take lead, we own it, we bring our leadership and our culture to the way that we do our research and the way we deliver health services and the like. So I think the pipe dream is that we are delivering our services to our mob and doing our own research.
Shane Hearn is the Dean of Indigenous Research and Education at Adelaide University.
What we've seen is an underrepresentation of Aboriginal students undertaking postgraduate studies, and especially in quantitative studies areas or high demand research. And that's a matter of concern because, you know, we want the research workforce to be diversified. We want it to be inclusive.
He says his university has targets to increase those numbers, but says programs like SAMRI's are a great addition.
These types of initiatives, we're going to see more of them. And there's an opportunity here in terms of the students that are coming through who really have an appetite for research.
Applications for the program open early in the new year.
Caroline Winter reporting.